بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتراهم يعرضون عليها خاشعين من الذل ينظرون من طرف خفي وقال الذين آمنوا إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا إن الظالمين في عذاب مقيم.
Verse number 45. You will see, O Messenger, these wrongdoers when they are exposed to the fire, whilst they are humiliated and disgraced, looking at people surreptitiously, due to their extreme fear for it. Those who had faith in Allah and His messengers will say, the true losers are those who lost themselves and their families on the day of resurrection on account of the punishment of Allah that they received. Indeed, those who wrong themselves by disbelief and sins will be in a lasting punishment that will never end.
وَمَا كَانَ لَهُم مِّنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ يَنصُرُونَهُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَن يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن سَبِيلٍ.
Verse number 46. They will have no allies to help them by resurrecting them from Allah's punishment on the day of resurrection. Those whom Allah does not bless with the truth and lets them go astray will never have any path that leads them to guidance to the truth.
استجيبوا لربكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا مرد له من الله ما لكم من ملجأ يومئذ وما لكم من نكير.
Verse number 47. Respond, O people, to your Lord by rushing to fulfill His instructions and avoid His prohibitions and leaving out procrastination before the day of resurrection comes, which cannot be pushed back when it arrives. You will have no place to take refuge in, and you will not be able to deny the sins that you have perpetrated in the world.
فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ وَإِنَّا إِذَا أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً فَرِحَ بِهَا وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كَفُورٌ.
Verse number 48. If they turn away from what you instruct them, then I have not sent you, O Messenger, as a guardian over them to watch their actions. Your duty is only to convey what I have instructed you to convey, and their reckoning is left to Allah. When I give man a taste of my mercy of riches, health, etc., he rejoices in it. But when a trial of difficulty befalls them on account of their sins, their nature is to be ungrateful for Allah's favors and become angry at what Allah had in His wisdom decreed.
لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور.
Verse number 49. To Allah belongs the control of the heavens and the control of the earth. He creates whatever He wills, be it male, female, etc. He gives to whoever He wills females and deprives them of males, and He gives to whoever He wills males and deprives them of females.
أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ
Verse number 50. Or he makes for whoever he wills both males and females, and makes whoever he wills barren and childless. He knows what occurs and what will occur in the future. This is on account of the completeness of his knowledge and perfection of his wisdom. Nothing is hidden from him. He is able to do all things. Nothing is outside his ability.
وما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا فيوحي بإذنه ما يشاء إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ
Verse number 51. It is not correct for a human being that Allah speaks to him, except through revelation that He sends to him, or by direct speech, but from behind the veil without seeing him, or by sending an angel as a messenger, such as Jibril, who then reveals to the human messenger with Allah's permission what Allah wishes to reveal. He, may He be glorified, is high in His self and attributes, and is wise in His creation, decree, and laws. Beneficial points. 1. The necessity of rushing to fulfill Allah's instructions and avoid His prohibitions. 2. The task of the messenger is to convey, and the results are in Allah's hands. 3. The disbeliever's rejection of Allah's favors is evidence against him. 4. Allah sends revelation to His prophets in various ways, based on reasons known to Him. May He be glorified.
وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم
Verse number 52. Just as I sent revelation to the prophets before you, O Messenger, I revealed to you a Qur'an from me. Prior to it, you did not know about the heavenly scriptures revealed to the messengers, and you did not know what is faith. But I revealed this Qur'an as a light by which I guide whomever of my servants I wish. You show people a straight path, which is the religion of Islam.
صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور
Verse number 53 The path of Allah, to whom belongs whatever is in the heaven and whatever is in the earth. He created, owns, and controls all of it. Definitely, all matters return to Allah alone in their estimation and planning. Beneficial points. 1. The importance of revelation for the guidance of people. It is like the spirit in the body. 2. The guidance attributed to the messenger, peace be upon him, is the guidance of giving direction, not the guidance of granting success.